the Star-Spangled Banner. Sing that song, man. Doesn't that help you feel very, very patriotic? How does it come across when we have people who go about the business of singing our songs of patriotism, pledging allegiance, and yet they're racist, whether they are politicians, whether they are soldiers, business people, whatever, who really push hard to hurt people of other races, particularly people of color, and in America especially, the black race. People who will say very quickly, I love America. I love this country. How do you love the country without loving the people who make up the country? And if a person says, well, it's not that, you know, I don't love everyone, and I can, there can be people here who I hate, and I still love the country. Well, not really. It would probably be more accurate for the hate mongers, the people whose hearts are filled with hatred, who are constantly coming up with policies to hurt people of color, who are stockpiling weapons as they prepare for the race war that they're intent on starting, that they are intent on starting, to say, well, I love some of America. That would probably be more accurate. In fact, it would be more accurate. Because as I've said before, when you talk about loving America, sure, it can have to do with having a deep appreciation for the trees and the flowers, the wildlife that's in America. We do have bears and other wild animals here, too. It could have to do with loving the sunshine that we see in America so much of the time. But I would hope that when most people think about the whole notion of loving America, that first and foremost, the creator of this country would be high on the list of persons truly, genuinely loved. But also, after that, the humans who make up this country. You know, if we were to look at America before it came to be called America, look at America before it was inhabited by anyone, including Native Americans, before it was inhabited by anyone, looking at it as though it's just land, looking at it while it was just land, nothing but land and some wild animals, but no people anywhere in the country. No people. More than likely, there wouldn't be that many people saying, I love America. I wouldn't be surprised if you had two or three families here, and that's it, just two or three families, and they're toughing it out, trying to survive in this country where there was no one, no humans, except those two or three families. They may or may not even think about whether or not they love this, whatever they call it at that time. Probably not a country, since it wouldn't officially be a country. You're talking, you get to the point where the land is containing many, many people, many human beings. And systems begin to form or be formed. And policies become a part of the way of living. You get to a point, you progress to a point where people make a decision about actually loving the country. It comes to be called by a specific name, whether that name is America or that name is Nigeria, or that name is Botswana, or that name is Bulgaria. People come to the point where they begin to love their land, their country. And most of the time when people say, I love America, they're probably thinking about interactions, human interactions, above all else. I'm not saying that's the only thing they're considering, but that's probably what they're considering more than anything else, the human interactions, the human dynamics. And of course, you can't consider human interactions and human dynamics without considering the human factor, the humans themselves, the ones involved in the dynamics and interactions that are so significant to so many. So when we get to the point where we say, well, yes, I love America. And when it comes to the human component of America, have entire subpopulations that they hate, do they really love America? No, they love some of America. They love some of the people who help make America, America. While they hate others who help make America, America. So many ethnicities who have contributed to past and or previous success and wealth, influence of America around the world. And yet, for many, the greatest passion, their greatest, one of their most important goals in life is to hate those people and to do what they can to help further any agendas that are designed to hurt those people they hate. And isn't it interesting that you have members of the oppressed, victimized population who themselves try to help victimize that same population? I'm talking about Hispanics who work hard with the racists to make life miserable for the Hispanic population overall. Blacks who form their relationships and their passions, their most intimate connections with others who are working hard to make life miserable for black people, because they've determined that they can personally gain from their relationships and their connections with the people who are perpetrating the social violence, the political violence, the physical violence, etc. Just make it clear, hey, I'm one of you all. You see the color of my skin, but I'm one of you all. I help push your agenda. And I try to recruit from within my race as much as I can. I'm one of you all. So they can wear that on their sleeve and get the kinds of jobs that they want. They will sell their souls to try to help life miserable, make life miserable for tens of thousands, millions, based on how they vote, etc., so that they can be in good graces of the others whose hearts are filled with hatred. And you listen to them, and they're the blacks themselves, the people of color who side with the racists, full of hostility, full of malice and dishonesty, will not have an honest conversation about what's going on. What can we do? What can be done to further minimize the ability of folks sworn to protect Americans from stockpiling weapons themselves and from getting those weapons to others outside of the military for the purpose of destroying many American citizens? And in this case, in Hassan's case, as I said before, Americans of various ethnicities, including white Americans. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a look at something else. I do want you to be thinking about that, though. Isn't it interesting how complicated we human beings make life? Back in just a few.